You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Now, Harvard University has been told it's to lose $2 billion in government funding after it refused to comply with a list of demands from the White House. The cut in funds is the latest step in a move by the Trump administration to investigate the practices of some of the most high-profile schools and universities in America. Well, to tell us more, I'm joined now on the line from Washington by the Washington reporter Simon Marks. Good morning, Simon.
Hello, Emma.
So what is it that the White House asked Harvard to do, to which Harvard said no?
Well, in Harvard's telling of this, and they have published the letter that they received from the White House threatening them with the $2 billion in funding cuts that are now being imposed, they say that the federal government is essentially demanding, in their words, to control the Harvard community. They want to audit the viewpoints of Harvard's student body, its faculty, and its staff. They want to reduce the power of students, faculty, and administrators. The authority that is given via Harvard's constitution to students, faculty and administrators to play a role in the governance of the institution. And they argue that Donald Trump and the White House is targeting those figures because of their ideological views. They say that basically there is a test that is going to be required to be met by students, faculty and administrators, being supportive of Donald Trump's general approach in government, being opposed to the diversity, equity and inclusivity proposals and projects that the university is already committed to, and that Harvard simply views this as an attack on its First Amendment constitutional rights, not just to govern itself, but also to permit free speech on its campus. Now, of course, the government says this is all part of its efforts to crack down on anti-Semitism on university campuses. It has cited a large number of pro-Palestinian demonstrations all over the country last year as something that the government is no longer willing to tolerate. It wants them stamped out. It also wants to require Harvard to provide the immigration authorities with information about participants in some of those protests so that the government can then begin deportation proceedings against them. And taken together, that package of requirements that the Trump administration has for the university has led the university to say a flat no to Donald Trump. He will now withhold more than $2 billion in federal funding, and the university is going to take legal action, it says, to try and overturn the White House decision.
This is a decision that's been described, I think, in the New York Times today as a moment of momentous significance. The fact that you have the nation's oldest, richest and most elite university standing up to the White House is one thing. It will energize many other institutions which feel that they are being scrutinized in a similar way by the Trump administration. However, this plays exactly into the Trump administration's hands if they are trying to publicly to be seen to be taking on the America's elite.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. The Trump administration has calculated, first of all, that its supporters, its Make America Great Again faithful, have no truck with woke DEI policies in educational institutions or anywhere else. So we're seeing those stripped out of the public square within higher education and elsewhere. But they're also going after these Ivy League institutions because they argue that Donald Trump's voters and his supporters don't don't have an enormous amount of sympathy with the idea of those institutions receiving billions of dollars in federal funding, even though Harvard makes the point that the money has been used on projects that are designed to improve the public good, particularly on scientific advances, treatments for diseases like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's and diabetes. But what you're seeing here from Harvard, unlike what we saw, for example, from Columbia University in New York, which was threatened with millions of dollars in funding cuts and struck a deal with the Trump administration to keep at least some of that money flowing, is a very wealthy institution saying, you know what, we've got over $50 billion in the Harvard endowment. Someone needs to take a stand, and we have the financial capacity to do it, because at the end of the day, Columbia, with $14 billion in its endowment, I think may have concluded that it doesn't have the financial wherewithal to wage what could be a pretty lengthy legal battle with the Trump administration. But Harvard is saying that for its own benefit, and also potentially for the benefit of other institutions being similarly targeted, it wants to test whether Donald Trump has the power to do what he's trying to do in the courts.
So Harvard's saying bring it on. Who's going to win?
Well, you know, Harvard may win in the courts, but the question is, will that make a difference? Because what we are seeing across the board is a Trump administration now that is defying court orders on the issue of mass deportations, defying court orders to restore, for example, the Associated Press News Agency to the reporting pool at the White House. They are simply steamrolling legal judgments that they don't like. And so Harvard may be very confident in its First Amendment defense, but it's perfectly possible that even if they win in the courts, the Trump administration will, as it's doing in so many other areas, simply say, we're not going to observe the judiciary's co-equal role in government. And that will be a constitutional guardrail that is already beginning to melt away and would further melt away in the event that Harvard won a legal judgment against the government that the government then ignored.
Simon Marks, thank you so much for joining us on Monocle Radio.